listening to Level 5 Radio, a New York City Pokemon Go podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of Level 5 Radio. I'm Joey.
And I'm Adele.
All right, so we're going to save our updates on what we've been up to in the game for the past week for a little bit later in the episode because we have tons of exciting news to go over.
Finally, news! All right, so let's go off the big thing, Joe.
Yeah.
Kyogre's out. Kyogre, however you want to say it.
I like to say Kyogre. I don't know. I tend to pronounce Pokemon names as if they were Japanese words most of the time.
That's fair.
And, well, there's not really a way to in Japanese to say G-R-E, like gr. So that is an assumption. But the first part, Kyo, this is really not the news. But no. The first part, K-Y-O, would be pronounced Kyo.
Right.
So, like,
but people see that K-Y and like, ah, Kyogre.
Yeah, right. So I don't know what the correct way is, but I say Kyogre.
Yeah, that's all good. But yeah, it's
and
out now.
Speaking of, yeah.
It's really good. I'm sure we've gone over before. It's just the best water type attacker.
Right. We are going to have a full raid guide a little bit later in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing worth noting now is that we have a new sale going on. There's three new boxes that are focused mostly on raid passes,
yeah.
Premium raid passes.
Thank goodness, finally.
There's the special box for 480 coins with incense, premium raid passes, and pineapple berries. The great box for premium raid pass, pineapple berry, and star pieces. And the ultra box, which include all of those things. Lucky eggs, max revives, premium raid pass, and star piece.
So which one's the best bang for your buck?
The expensive ones usually are... Yeah, I think the expensive ones are usually the better bang for your buck. But if you're only interested in premium raid passes, I believe lower priced ones are usually the best value.
I wouldn't mind the middle one, because that sounds good with the pineapple and the star pieces, honestly.
I don't need pineapple berries. Anything you get from a Pokestop, I really don't need that much of.
Come on, man. It's free.
Max revives are rare, but I don't. I mean, revives plus a potion.
I'm going to be that guy. I've thrown out so many max revives at this point.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't had to throw any out because it's that rare. But, the only thing I'm really short of at this point is Ultra Balls. But I'm not like, really, I just adjust to Great Ball plus Raspberry.
I've been a little short on balls too, actually. Like,
yeah.
Only double digit.
I don't know if they changed the drop rates for these items.
Maybe.
But it certainly seems like Ultra Balls are a bit more rare now. I also noticed that since the EX, not the EX raid system, the legendary raids, or maybe slightly after they were released, the drop rate for potions has decreased dramatically.
Yes, I'm not sitting on like 180.
From Pokestops, I should say. So it seems like, you got these things. You get hyper potions and super potions from raids now. So I guess I'm fine with it because really.
I guess.
If I'm not doing a raid, I don't really need potions all that often. So I'm okay with it. And I have like a huge backlog of, or a huge stock of max potions.
Yeah, definitely. That's easy enough to get into triple digits now, it feels. Especially when you like hit that next level, it's just like max potion. But no, I've got about maybe 20 potions.
Really?
Max,
okay.
Yeah,
no, I have over 100 at least. Next big news is Niantic announced a community day, a monthly event that happens. In-game, and they're talking about, like, I guess there's going to be a special Pokemon release during each of these events, and
coming up this Saturday, yeah.
Either double XP or double Stardust. This one, the next one's going to be double XP.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, what else? I think they said also 3-hour lores, which is the first time that's happened.
Yeah, so the event is 3 hours. And, of course, 3-hour lores. It's coming up. The first one is this Saturday.
A 3-hour lore.
I knew you wanted to make that joke. So the first one's coming up this Saturday on the 20th for us in New York, it's going to be 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Not
well,
the...
no. So that is actually the Pacific time of the event. So the interesting thing is they're not adjusting the event for each time zone.
Okay.
There's going to be three times it's happening across the entire world.
So it's 2 p.m. to 5 p.m.?
Yes. So it's 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern time.
I guess that's a little better, but...
Saturday, January 20th. Eh. And this month's featured Pokemon is Pikachu with Surf. Okay, great. Another Pikachu.
Another Pikachu.
That's really what I was holding
on. I hope it has a surfboard.
That would be kind of cool. All right. Oh, it's not going to have a surfboard. It's not. But, you know.
Or goggles. It would be kind of cool. Something.
Or sunglasses.
Or sunglasses. Yeah. I guess those times are okay. But with it still being winter, it's kind of like, I don't really want to be out past dark catching Pokemon right now. It's a little too nippy.
Yeah. Yeah. This is true.
But that's okay. We're going to get into why it's going to be a garden this Saturday.
That's true. So yeah, maybe we'll try to do our first public appearance where we kind of talk about where we're going to be on the show. Maybe we could plan on being at the Grand Army Plaza in Central Park.
That's the best spot, honestly.
So if you're around there, hit us up. All right, next news I want to talk about is there is a Pokemon Go YouTuber meetup happening today, maybe right now. I don't know.
Yeah, right now, as we speak,
in Santa Monica. So many of the big U.S. YouTubers are getting together and doing some sort of massive meetup.
Are they the big U.S. YouTubers or just the West Coast ones?
I don't know exactly where Prodigy's Nation is located, for example, but he's going. I know he's not right on the West Coast.
Right.
But yeah, it's, you know, Trainer Tips, Mystic 7. I mean, Pokemon Trainer Master Holly is from Philadelphia, I believe. She's East Coast.
Okay. All right.
So
that's fair.
It's more than just the West Coasters, it seems, but mostly West Coasters.
I'm sure it's a nice time.
Yeah. So that's, I'm sure that'll be all over YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
In the coming week. That's happening today, Sunday, January 14th.
I'm surprised. Do you think they reached out to Niantic to try and get anything special done for that? Because they were talking about how...
They may have, but you know, there is nothing special happening for that.
No, definitely not. Not that I've heard. But it's just like, I always like when I hear that Niantic is, oh, we're having an event. Well, here's a lore or something.
Right, right.
Unknowns will spawn for 2 minutes.
I mean, they've had, like, Philly Open Streets, for example. I don't know if they did anything too special for that. They did sort of announce it as
an
event. There was no special spawns, at least. So.
No, I think... Maybe lore's lasted longer or something.
Yeah, I forget exactly what they did during that. No. Not much. Nothing too crazy.
Nah.
All right, next up, Niantic is discontinuing support for older iOS devices.
This is really bad for you, Joe.
Yeah, I have an iPhone 7 Plus, so not that bad.
Can't believe you're out of commission.
I can't use my... Well, actually, not even my older phone is affected by this. But basically, you have to have a device capable of upgrading to iOS 11... So you know, the most recent models that are not able to do that are iPhone 5 and iPhone 5C. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you're using that model with Pokemon Go right now, you're probably not having a great experience anyway.
No, definitely not.
I've heard some speculation that this change has to do with Apple's AR kit. It's the sort of development SDK that they're using for AR Plus on the iPhone. So that requires iOS 11.
The hot new fad.
So there might be more AR features coming that using AR Kit. So that would be interesting.
I can dig that.
All right. One more thing I wanted to mention before going into features. We're not going to go into detail here about this, but something that I think everyone should check out because it's really interesting is the Silk Road, and Trainer Tips also did a video about this. They kind of figured out this sort of grid system that's being used to determine certain things in the game. So, again, I'm not going to go into detail about it, but essentially you could sort of predict certain behavior.
Yeah.
Once you, like, submit portals.
Through Ingress. So the basic gist is that Niantic maps the world on a grid, and then inside of those grids it's divvied up even more, and stops fall within one block of the grid gem spot within blend block of the grid.
Yeah, different. And so, on, so, forth. So there's different size grid grid cells, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And yes, the it seems like the positioning of certain things in game is dependent on this grid. So anyway, it's very interesting. Go check out Trainer Tips. His video that detailing it is called How to Create a New EX Raid Gym in Pokemon Go. The title is probably not super accurate.
A little bit misleading.
I mean, I get it. He's trying to make it sort of, you know, clickbait for a general audience. But yeah, because the title, if it was accurate, would probably be pretty boring sounding.
A little bit.
Like something about S2 cells. Like, you know, what's an S2 cell? Yeah. So anyways, go check it out. It's definitely worth 10-15 minutes.
One other thing I wanted to go in before features. I was reading up on Niantic releasing Pokemon Go in China.
Oh, yeah?
Apparently, the Chinese are not excited about this at all. They're saying that it's coming a little too late, and that, quote, they feel like Niantic is trying to milk the Chinese for money.
Okay.
A little harsh on that front,
but that's harsh and a little surprising.
I guess because it's coming so late, it's over a year, almost two?
Yeah, yeah. I wonder what took them so long, if it was just, like, regulatory stuff.
Probably a lot of things, I would think, because, you know, it's a lot more rigid.
Maybe Ingress was never released there?
As far as I know, it wasn't. But I'm sure it's a lot more rigid in China with their infrastructure. Also, you got to remember, we have things like Duskull, Marowak, Cubone. You're not supposed to show skeleton or bones, things like that.
Culture. Oh, interesting. Yeah, I wonder what they're doing.
I don't know.
To address that.
I'm curious. I really do want to see what Chinese Duskull looks like.
All right. All right, let's get to features.
Yes.
So, Adele, I have quite a lot that I've been up to in the game, so I'm going to let you go first. What have you been up to the past week?
Enjoying the weather.
Well, the weather was nice for a day, maybe.
Yeah, that's what... No, it's been...
And by nice, I mean rainy and slightly
warmer. See, that's the thing. The rain is what I got excited about. Like, yeah. The week's been cold, but when that rain happened, it warmed up. I was outside more.
Catching any low tads?
A ton of low tads, really? Yes. Okay. A couple of good ones. None amazing... But it was really, and of course, feels.
Where were you, out of curiosity, when you caught them?
In Crown Heights. Okay. Yeah, just Brooklyn. Yeah, yeah. Just sticking around, like, the park, because there's a lot of nice things around there. But a lot of corefish, it was really good to see more than a feel out in the, you know, water-type areas.
I find in my area in Brooklyn, even when it's raining, I don't see a lot of low tads.
Really?
And also around my work area, like near Flatiron, I don't see a lot of low tads there, but... a week or two ago when I was in, I think it was the Village.
Okay.
When it was raining, there was a huge amount of low tad spawns. So that's when I caught most of mine. Nice. I was able to evolve it to its second form.
Lumbre.
Yes. But definitely not nowhere near enough to get it to that third form.
No Ludicolo yet?
No.
Ludicolo is going to be good.
Yeah.
Like, I feel... Yeah, Ludicolo is definitely going to be a lot stronger because Grass Water is such a good typing. And he's got good base stats, too.
Rich man's Gyarados?
The middle-class Gyarados.
It is only water type, right?
Grass Water.
Oh, Grass Water. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so you take neutral from fire, neutral from electric. Super effective to bug and flying, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, no. Like, it's just... It's been nice that it's been warmer. It's been make me want to go out more. Then it just dipped.
Right.
In one day.
Exactly. It didn't last long.
No.
But it was interesting to me that Niantic timed the Kyogre release with the rain.
A little bit.
So I'm wondering if now, they kind of, have a rough idea of when they want to release things. Because, no one expected there to be, a random number of days of crossover with Groudon raids.
Yeah.
You know? Those haven't ended yet. So
no, not yet.
I'm wondering if they were like, all right, we're going to hold out on this and try to pick a day that it makes sense. Maybe. And just partially make it okay, cool. It's a rainy day. Maybe,
right.
Maybe that's one of the reasons. Maybe also because they're looking for an element of surprise a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of cool, you know, because it's really hard for them to surprise us with anything because, you know, by the time they make any updates...
It's data mined.
Exactly, everyone's mining.
But it is nice that, like you said, a surprise is good. It definitely keeps you on your toes. Like, I was surprised. I was walking home from the subway and poof, Kyogre right in front of me. Just like, oh, who put this here?
Let's see. So... anything else you've been up to? Any noteworthy catches or
catches? Yeah. I got to cut this. Like, my apartment's been spawning some really nice things for some reason.
Oh, nice. I'm jealous.
I'm sorry. You know, you get the stop. Yes. I get the spawn point. Okay. I got to go outside still. No, I got almost perfect Hariyama. Got that 15-14 nice. Attack and defense at 6-6 HP. And then this big Scyther. I'm not sure what his stats are. I know he's over 80, but... he's just, I think he's like 21.
It was weather boosted and it was like,
yeah. Oh, I saw that. I was like, oh, this is great. Cause that rain.
Right. That rain.
More bugs.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It's kind of a slow week, you know, I hate to say this weather just, it needs to warm up. This upcoming week's going to be nice. We're going to get into that, but nicer, yeah. Definitely a lot more activity with that.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I didn't really get out much the day it warmed up in the city, but I did go out yesterday and had a nice long walk because I figured, number one, I wanted to hit up some of these parks for nests.
Right.
And then I wanted to also try to hit up my first Kyogre raid. And I was able to do both. So the first level five raid I went to ended up being a Groudon.
Oh.
In Amma. So I'm in the Lower East Side.
Yes.
Running around there, and there's two level five raids, one, you know, both starting within maybe a couple minutes of each other.
Oh, good.
But they're about a 10-minute walk from each other as well.
Okay, that's not bad.
All right, so I was just kind of trying to kill time because they're about both a half an hour off. So
right.
I went and got myself a donut, warmed up a little bit inside Donut Plant, and then I saw two interesting things pop up on the map. One was a love disc. I hadn't caught one of those yet, so I got a love disc.
Nice. Garbage.
And, yeah, it was garbage, but, you know, it's garbage that I did not have on my Pokédex.
Free experience.
So yeah. And also a wild Whiscash spawned.
So, oh, yeah, I saw that.
So that was cool. You know, I only have caught, like, maybe one Barboach, so
yeah, same.
Nowhere near being able to evolve that, so that's kind of cool.
It's weird. I see Barboach all over the map, but it's just, like... we only have one.
It's nowhere that I am.
Yeah, really. It's like, oh, look at all these birds. I'm nowhere near that part.
All right. So I caught both of those. And then finally, the first raid that was closer to me was Groudon.
Uh-huh.
Really high CP.
Oh, because the sun, right?
No, it was windy yesterday. So,
yeah. I hate that. It's like, oh, it's a clear windy, yeah, 9 miles
yeah,
per hour.
Yeah. So I think it was an instinct gym, so I didn't get that many balls.
Uh-huh.
And it was good CP, but yeah, I missed out on it. Unfortunately, it ran. And then I walked over to the second one, and that ended up being a Kyogre.
Nice.
And, you know, this one was a little bit further away from, like, public transportation and stuff, so I was afraid that there wasn't going to be enough people to do it.
Okay.
And, like, there was, like, one other person in the room with me for, like, the first several rounds of Ooh. The time going down. And then finally, out of nowhere, like, we had, like, 16 people.
Oh.
Many of them probably spoofers. I don't think I saw that many people around, but...
look, man.
Whatever.
Air works. Support.
Air support. That's what we like to call them in the Bushwick raid group. So I ended up getting my Kyogre. Not great IVs, but I think above 80, at least.
Okay. I mean, still another Pokedex entry.
Yeah, exactly. Pokedex entry. And also I have some first-hand experience when we get to our raid guide.
Yeah.
So, but moving along with my little adventure yesterday, so then my next goal was to make it to the East River Park, which is it's also known as John V. Lindsay Park. It's the one underneath the Williamsburg Bridge.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Right on the east side.
A little walking path and everything, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So I walked all the way over there. That's a Shroomish nest, and I caught a bunch of those and got enough to evolve. So I nice. Did that last night. And then I walked all the way from there south along the water,
mm-hmm.
All the way to Battery Park, which I discovered is a Carvanha nest.
Ooh.
Another pronunciation guide for Pokemon. So you might expect this to be pronounced pronounced Carvana, right?
Yeah.
That's probably how most people pronounce it. But the NH, when I look at it, is very Portuguese sounding. And in Portuguese, it has the equivalent of an Enye sound from Spanish. So okay. Carvana. So I'm not 100% sure that's what they were going for with that, but that's my guess. So I'm going to say Carvana. And if you disagree with me, you could leave a nasty comment. So on the way, though, some exciting spawns. Mostly, you know, whalemers and whalemers and things like that.
Okay.
I think what else was there? Yeah, mostly shroomish and whalemers. So I figured I'd walk along the water, see if anything else interesting spawned, like Phoebus is around or anything like that. But none along the water.
Those are really rare.
They are more rare than they should be.
I've seen a couple on the map, but I've never, like, nothing close.
I do have a little story about that. So
okay.
But anyways, the interesting thing I saw, though, was a wild Sharpedo
along
the water. I was like, wow, I definitely don't have enough Carvanas to evolve that. So I was like, that would be interesting. So the thing, though, was that it was in an area that was inaccessible. So it was along the water, but it was sort of along the water in a private parking lot for the sanitation department.
Really?
So I started walking in there, and I was like, I just couldn't get close enough to it, and I didn't want to hang around there too long, because then I realized it was, you know, no trespassing sort of zone.
I would have just asked, hey, can I walk in here real quick?
Well, there were people around, but I didn't really get close enough to any of them that I could have had a conversation. So it's like, you know what? Whatever. The one saving grace was that I noticed that Battery Park was a Carvana nest, so I walked all the way over there. And I did not end up catching enough to evolve, because I don't know if you noticed this or if it was just my bad luck. I noticed that these parks that are nests, when it becomes night, tend to spawn fewer of the nest Pokemon. So by the time I got, you know, before I got there, it looked like there were like at least 6 or 7 of them at once. By the time I got there, there was like 3 or 4. Ooh. So
yeah, I used to work at Battery Park at night, and I remember when it would cycle through nests every like couple weeks that I was there, but it was definitely few in between. Yeah. But if I got there during the day, they were everywhere.
Word.
The magic.
So yeah, the other thing that I did yesterday, after I got home, I had a little round of a lucky egg evolution.
Okay.
And so I evolved a bunch of Gen 3s that I sort of saved up for a little while. Most notably, there was Sceptile, and I used my TMs to get Bullet Seed and Leaf Blade on that. So, as we'll get into later, that'll be a good counter for the Kyogre.
Race. Yes.
I finally evolved my Sveal up to Walrein.
Oh, congrats.
My Snorunt up to Glalie.
Okay.
And, of course, the Breloom. I also had enough Torchic Candy to get to Blaziken. And most excitingly, which I'm sure you'll see in a gym near you sometime.
Oh boy, oh boy.
The Phoebus that I hatched from an egg.
Finally walked it?
I walked it, and I had enough distance on it to evolve for a while.
Right.
But I ended up just kind of a mix of, you know, just acquiring candy from walking it, and rare candy, got it up to that Melodic. So.
Oof.
It was an exciting evening. Sorry you couldn't join me.
Well, you know, when you have a girlfriend stuck to you, you're at her beck and whim.
Yes. Way to rub that in that I'm single.
I'm sorry, Joe. Way to rub it in that I didn't get all the rare catches.
Yeah, I guess that makes us even. All right. Without further ado, here's our Kyogre raid guide.
Yes.
So the max CP for Kyogre is actually going to be the same as Groudon, because they have identical base stats. Not weather boosted, the max CP is going to be 2328.
Mm-hmm.
And weather boosted, 2910. So those are the ones to look out for.
That's really big, especially weather boosted.
Yeah, exactly.
Oof.
I think we're supposed to have some rain this coming week, so we'll look out for that.
I'm going to do my best to get into Manhattan, definitely for that.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to go over the counters?
So the counters, Kyogre is a P pure water type, so grass and electric are its only weaknesses. It carries, what are its moves? It carries Waterfall for its quick move, and then Blizzard, Thunder, and Hydro Pump.
Yes, so electric and grass types are going to be the best for Hydro Pump and Thunder counters, but if it has Blizzard, the grass is weak against that.
You're going to have the hardest time with Blizzard, honestly, because its best counters are, again, electric types. You might even be using Ho-Oh or Groudon for certain things because...
Right, Solar Beam, right?
Yeah, they carry, like, some of the strongest Solar Beams, and Ho-Oh will take neutral to Blizzard, but it's still going to chunk it because it's Kyogre. It's really strong.
Right, right. So your best all-around counter is going to be Raikou with Thundershock and Wild Charge.
Okay.
And, luckily, I did power mine up to, like, 3,000 CP that has those moves. Wow. So I have one, at least one.
Is really Wild Charge a two move? Like a two-parter?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Which I find really good because you really get the most out of it.
Yeah, definitely. It's weird because, like, you
see, and it charges really quickly with Thundershock, I find.
You see that Thunder and you're just like, oh, man, it's huge. It's like you get way more out of Wild Charge. You're right.
Right, right. You want to continue?
So we got, next up, we got, of course, Zapdos. Can't go wrong with that. It's going to quad resist anything. It's not quad. I'm sorry. It's going to be neutral to anything electric. Thank God. It's got Charge Beam and Thunderbolt. Really good again. Zapdos is big. Charge Beam actually charges up faster.
But the
right?
What's that?
Charge Beam charges up faster, yeah, right? Because that's like a little weird secondary effect.
Yeah.
Moving through, though, you got Sceptile. Joey suggests Bullet Seed Leaf Blade. Trainer Tip suggests Fury Cutter Leaf Blade because apparently it charges faster. However you see fit, you just want to be hitting it with Leaf Blade.
Yeah, that's going to be your best grass counter at least.
Yeah.
So, just in time, I have mine.
next up, you got the Old But Faithful Exeggutor. Do not take Extra Sensory. Please take Bullet Seed. Bullet Seed's just better in all
and
regards.
It's grass.
It's grass, so, yeah. Venusaur with Vine Whip Solar Beam. Razor Leaf is also acceptable either way. Groudon, of course, Mudshot, I think, is the only quick moving it, so it doesn't really matter. And Solar Beam.
Right.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, Kyogre is going to be the next best counter to Kyogre with Waterfall and Thunder.
Of all things. I guess it makes sense
because it's going to have a type advantage with the Thunder, with the electric move. And
I guess
it has the same stats as Groudon.
I guess so. If it's carrying Hydro Pump, you just kind of luck out. Because you'll resist it, and then
this is true, yeah.
You'll just Thunder it back.
Right. And then after that, you have Ho-Oh with Extra Sensory and Solar Beam.
Yes. Do not take Steel Wing, please God.
Yes.
It will resist that.
but the thing you really have to look out for is Kyogre's Hydro Pump is just really, really strong.
So, oh, yeah. That massive base special.
Right. And then finally, you have Jolteon, which is also a good counter, but also not as bulky. So Thundershock and Thunderbolt are going to be the best moves on that.
Thundershock is a legacy move now, isn't it?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not sure.
I think it is, because Zapping is its thing right now.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah, if you have a Thundershock one, keep it. I have a Zapping one. It charges up a little faster, but it's a very slow move. So
I see. As far as strategy for actually catching, I find that Kyogre is very sort of far away and actually very difficult to land curveballs on.
Yeah, because it's kind of low.
It's kind of low. Flattish. It's kind of far away, and it's also a very small circle.
Mm-hmm.
And it also moves left and right on top of that.
Yeah.
So,
those are the worst.
One nifty tip that I caught, I don't know if I haven't tested it on Android or anything, but at least on iOS, if you activate AR Plus, the Pokemon automatically goes back to the center of the screen.
That's
so
right, yeah.
It's kind of nifty if Kyogre goes to the right or the left and it just doesn't want to move back for you. Just toggle AR Plus mode on and off.
Yeah, don't. I hate trying to catch those things on the side because you want to curve. You're like, okay, right. It's on the left. I'm a whoosh, and then it flies in the wrong direction.
It makes it very difficult to land.
It's awful.
Curveball. Yeah, especially difficult. So the strategy I have for throwing it, at the very least, the way I was able to start landing some good throws was, it's actually somewhat similar to the strategy I had for Ho-Oh.
Okay.
Where I'm not I'm not as much throwing it to the side as I am throwing it sort of forward.
Right.
So curving the ball and throwing it up and maybe slightly to the left.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
But a short throw. Sort of, I don't know. It's hard to describe, but you'll get it after a little while. But keep that in mind. Is throw it a little bit straighter than you normally would for, like, Groudon or for the Legendary Beasts.
I don't know if I ever told you this. When I was on, like, the last day of Ho-Oh Raids, I was over at Bryant Park trying to catch one.
Yeah.
And this one, of course, got away from me. I hit 5 excellents in a row on the same one. It broke out. Just keep going. But
yeah, after a while, the circle was pretty large on Ho-Oh, I find.
Right? Yeah. But you started getting it down. It's like, excellent, excellent.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
For the beasts were really nice, too, because they don't move left and right.
No.
Some of them were a little bit aggressive, but...
I feel like the flying ones are really annoying when they move up and down randomly on
you. That is really annoying, too. Cause, I mean, that is not as bad as left and right.
No.
I find, because it's easier to adjust your curveball when they're going up and down.
Yeah, definitely. Because you can't really curve left and right, because it will fly over them or it won't reach.
Right. So, yeah, exactly. If depending on which way you spin your curveball, it's near impossible to land if it's moving left and right. So, good luck with your Kyogres. I got my first one. It's above 80, but
nice.
Not fantastic either.
Like, it's usable.
Usable.
What was this moveset?
I think it had Blizzard.
Okay.
Oh, and of course, as we mentioned last week, Waterfall is its only fast move. Because they sort of gotten rid of the
Dragon Tail.
Yeah.
I guess it wouldn't have made sense for him to have Dragon Tail, but eh.
The interesting thing is that it's a Dragon-type move, but it would have been its best fast move.
Yes, because it's just a lot quicker than Waterfall.
I see. All righty. Next feature we have for you is the 41st Nest Migration card.
Oh, yay!
Not quite as good as some of the nest migrations we had over the past few weeks, I guess, since Gen 3's release in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, Central Park is a Shroomish nest, which, I don't know. It's good. It's a Pokemon that you know, most people are going to need to catch a bunch of to evolve.
Burlum's just really underwhelming. That's the problem.
Right, that's the thing. But at least it's something for it'll help most people's dexes.
Yeah, definitely.
So some noteworthy nests are St. John's Park in Brooklyn is a Barboach nest.
Yes.
Crotona Park, rather, in the Bronx is a Corphish nest. I think the only one that was reported so far.
I'm going to go check that one out by me because I was seeing a bunch of Corphish. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
Let me know about that. It's near your place in Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's quite a few Mudkip nests reported, several of them in Manhattan, Seward Park, Stuyvesant Square, Riverside 5972, and then in Brooklyn, Sunset Park, and in Staten Island, a couple as well, La Tourette Golf Course and Lemon Creek South.
Godspeed to you.
Another Shroomish nest, as I mentioned earlier in the episode, it was East River Park.
Where's that at?
That's the one I went to yesterday.
The whole thing is the East River Park.
Yeah, well, it's like a few blocks north and south of the Williamsburg Bridge, the actual park area.
Okay.
The trail is a lot longer than just that park.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can walk along the entire
right
perimeter of the city, pretty much. Prospect Park in Brooklyn is a Trico nest.
That's kind of exciting, actually. That
is, yeah, exactly, because, you know, Sceptile is somewhat relevant, it seems.
Yeah. Nice glass cannon.
The two Whalmer nests that were reported were Brower Park in Brooklyn and Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one that actually was not reported, but I figured out yesterday was Battery Park is a Carvana nest. So,
yeah.
In Manhattan, lower Manhattan, obviously. So, there's a couple that I want to hit up. I need to get back to Battery Park and hopefully get enough to evolve my Sharpedo.
Battery Park's just a really good area to walk around in general for Pokemon.
It is, and I find that as well.
A lot of nice lures, a lot of area.
Right, and it since it's along the water, you get Whalmers and things like that.
So yeah, Dratinis.
Some Dratinis on occasion. So yeah, anything else you're excited to hit up?
Honestly, that Trico nest has me a little excited.
Yeah,
Carvanha sounds nice.
I need to get myself some more Mudkip candy because I don't have enough to evolve at all.
Oh right. yeah, like it sucks because it was rainy, and even when the ground type, no, sorry, it's only water. I have not seen a marsh tomp yet, which is weird. But even when it was raining, I didn't see a lot of Mudkips.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a lot during
a ton of Lotads.
During the event, I saw more. But now that the event is over, not so many.
Not so many.
Yep.
Fix it, Niantic. We need more. Swampert's not even that good, though. That's the problem. It's a little underwhelming compared to Blaziken and Sceptile.
Right. And that's water ground, right?
Water ground.
Okay.
Also be very good if it had moves against Kyogre.
Right. And it would probably not have a type disadvantage with the electric if it had a thunder, right?
Nope. It would be, since neutral? Ground is immune.
Oh, it's immune.
Yeah. How does the game calculate that?
I don't think there's any immunities in the game, so.
Is it just resist and then that's it?
It just, like, lowers the
damage. So I guess it would be neutral, yeah. Neutral unstabbed.
So.
Not bad.
All right. So, 10-day forecast. Today is supposed to be a bit sunny but cold, down into the 20s.
Just a little nippy.
But then early next week, we have some partly cloudy and slightly warmer weather in the 30s. A little bit of rain and possible snow showers on Tuesday. So we might see some ice types getting out there.
Go hunt those snow runs, boys.
But if it is rainy, then that's going to be good for your Kyogre, your weather-boosted Kyogres.
Oh, definitely.
Then later in the week, it gets a little bit cloudier and then sunny and a little bit warmer on Thursday. And it continues warming up through Monday. So let's see. You have 39 degrees the high on Thursday, 42 degrees on Friday.
The big one on Saturday.
49 degrees on Saturday for your community event.
Yeah.
And then, Sunday 54, Monday 60, and showers.
PM Can't
showers.
Believe we're going to be in shorts.
maybe.
Maybe.
I'll just wear my my light jacket that day.
Wear my poncho.
And then there's also supposed to be rain the Tuesday of next week. So,
bad. Nice little variety of weather.
Exactly. We'll have a nice variety and a few days there for weather-boosted Kyogres.
One thing I want to get on about weather real quick. It's been foggy a couple times in the game. Have you actually seen an increase in Dark and Ghost type?
Yes, but it's not that noticeable.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of Dark types, especially Poochyena.
Yeah, Poochyena.
But really, they need to step that up quite a bit.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, Ghost type.
Yeah.
Where are the ghosts?
Right, like, I don't know. I'd rather them really make it very prevalent than have them have 2 weeks after Halloween where you only catch ghost types for 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah.
It just makes it a little bit less exciting to see them.
Make it more relevant kind of thing. It's like, oh, it is foggy. Okay, let's go see what we can find.
Right, and fog is not exactly a common type of weather, so it's like when that happens, it should really be like, oh, we need to get out there, you know?
Yeah, and it's not even like, it's not Silent Hill fog. You can see, it's just, you know, be safe.
Right. So, I mean, yeah. It was cool that they saved them for the Halloween event, but make foggy weather, well, make all the weather, as we mentioned many times before.
Yeah.
Make the weather a little bit more prevalent for the types that are supposed to come out for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a little excited when I saw the fog. I went outside and there wasn't anything.
Nothing. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. That's how I want to feel. That's how I want to feel about the weather system. I want to I want to wake up. I want to see snow outside and I want to be like, oh, I better get out there. This is my chance for ice types.
I'm going to be covered in snow runs, not spheals.
So, anyways.
That's one other thing. I've been seeing a lot more sea Leos.
Oh, yeah, you'd mentioned that, the second evolution of Sveal, right?
Yeah, there's just, like, a lot more of them now for some reason.
That's weird. Yeah, I haven't actually run into any myself in the wild, but...
Me neither. You just... A ton more than I thought I would see from a first stage. It's weird.
Huh.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's all I got too. So I guess it's about time to wrap up here.
Yeah.
All right. Our email address, guess what, is finally sorted out. It's mail@level5radio.com, and that's the number 5.
Yes.
Level5radio.com. mail@level5radio.com. All right. So, and also you can visit our website, level5radio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on YouTube. And pretty shortly we'll be on some other services as well. So
yeah, Instagram. Wait a minute.
No. I'm good without Instagram.
Yeah.
We'll see if it becomes necessary.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Alright, until next time, I'm Joey.
And I'm Adele.
Keep warm.
Stay cool.
And stay out of the tall grass.
No, go back into the tall grass.
Yes, go back into the tall grass.
Yeah.
Happy catching.